Responding to Friday's announcement from Talisker that it will not oppose Park City Mountain Resort's request for a further stay of eviction, Park City Mayor Jack Thomas issued a statement Monday saying that while he applauds that Talisker is mindful of the uncertainty that this legal proceeding is having on the community, there appears to be a serious disconnect between what both Talisker Vail and Park City Mountain Resort claim they want and what the community is getting, a fully operational ski resort next season and beyond. On Friday, Talisker attorney John Lunn issued a statement on behalf of his client saying that while they will not oppose PCMR's request for a further stay of its eviction, they will require that a judge determine the amount of a bond that the resort will have to post to continue operating there this winter. While the statement appears to open the door for the mountain resort to continue operating this winter, whether PCMR is willing or able to post the bond is undetermined. Talisker hasn't decided how much of a bond it's going to request. However, in its statement, Talisker has said that they will be asking that the bond cover the rental payments for the years 2011 through 2013 and will be asking for three times the rental value for last season as well as three times the price for the upcoming season. The resort, he says, also owes interest on those amounts that should have been paid as well as attorney fees, which he added are substantial. In his statement, Mayor Thomas writes, "This latest statement by Talisker only further confirms what has become an all too disturbing pattern of public statements devoid of any real or meaningful solution. For either party to operate the resort next season," he wrote, "each must be willing to compromise and to leave something on the table. Any attempt to lighten the burden of litigation by narrowing the issues," he added, "is positive and reassuring, yet it remains unclear what Talisker and Vail are giving up by this action, and it provides no solace for the thousands of area residents and businesses who continue to live in uncertainty." Thomas continues by saying that though Talisker claims minor progress, there remains an immediate need for a short-term solution that confirms resort operations this winter. If the parties can't mutually agree upon a bond amount, Talisker Vail and the resort, he said, should continue to consider a broad range of attainable short-term solutions that meet their public commitments to support the community, businesses, and residents with a fully operational resort. Lastly, the mayor wrote, "It shouldn't be lost on anyone that this so-called non-opposition statement comes at a time when mediation is underway, yet PCMR and Talisker and Vail," he says, "have still not accounted for resort operations for the upcoming ski season." I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.